It's time for our weekly review of state news, the Wisconsin News Roundup.
State lawmakers are pushing for a bill that would allow guns inside UW campus buildings. Lawmakers also held hearings on bills that would overhaul the state government accountability board and campaign finance policies.
And a jury in Milwaukee has ruled against Badger guns in a civil case, which could have a nationwide impact on how gun dealers do business.
Joining us now to get the latest on these stories is Robert Mentzer, storytelling editor for the Wausau Daily Herald and Gannett Central Wisconsin Media. Rob? Good to have you back.
Hey, guys.
Well, state Republicans introduced that bill this week that would allow concealed carry inside UW's system and college campus buildings. What were they talking about when they introduced this bill?
Sure. Well, so when Wisconsin passed its concealed carry law in 2011, it had an exception for college campuses, provided they post, they had the right to post outside their buildings that you can carry a weapon inside, and you know, most or all did that. So this law would explicitly include college campus buildings under the state's concealed carry rules.
And what did they say about the timing? There have been recent campus shootings, as I understand it. Lawmakers behind the legislation said, no, this is not really specifically about that.
Yeah, so it's quite close to the recent mass shooting in Oregon, which killed 9 people plus the shooter. They said it's not a response to that, and you know, and Wisconsin is not the first state or the only state to be working on in this area. There are other states that have either expanded concealed carry laws to include college campuses, or have sort of passed similar. You know. So I guess the way to say it is have eaten away at exceptions that might have been contained in concealed carry laws that were originally passed. That's like Texas, Utah, Kansas, basically the places that you would expect.
There's been reaction to this bill since it came out. What have we been hearing from places like the UW system and law enforcement there?
So the UW system the chancellor is opposed to this bill. Ray Cross said that wants to work with legislators and wants to more discussion of this, but he opposes it in its current form, at least. Certainly, there have been a lot of opposition from faculty members and students. You know, that at least has been the most vocal reaction. And one thing that I noted is, you know, this isn't just Madison, because there were, you know, we in Gannett Wisconsin Media had spoken with people on the UW Green Bay campus, and it's a lot of the smaller campuses as well. It seems to be having a similar reaction.
Have we heard anything from Governor Walker on this?
Not really, not directly. No, it's a bit hard to see him vetoing this law if it did pass. But I have not seen that he's, you know, sort of strongly supported it. So it'll be interesting to see where it goes.
You know, often I would have ended that last question with a clause like, and how it would affect his presidential campaign. We don't need to think about that, and neither does he anymore.
That's a good point. Yeah, the calculus could be different. Although, I don't know. That will be interesting to see.
So where is this going now? Is this something that seems like it's going to be fast-tracked in the legislature?
Hard to say. I don't think that fast tracked. I think we may speak about the GAB bill. That's an example of something that is fast tracked, that is moving quickly. And this, I'm not sure that it's one of those.
Before we move on to that story, another gun-related issue. One, again, getting national attention here. A jury ruled against Badger guns in Milwaukee, a case involving a straw buyer. Briefly, remind us what happened there.
Yeah, so this is a really interesting case. In 2009, two guys showed up at Badger Guns, a 21-year-old and an 18-year-old, not yet old enough to purchase a gun. They both came into the building at the same time. The young guy, Julius Burton, said, "I want that one," pointed. They needed to leave and get more money. They both left. They both came back with more money to pay for the gun. The older guy, Jacob Collins, filled out the paperwork and wrote on the paperwork that the gun was not for him. And then the Badger Guns clerk said, "Well, you can't write that. You need to change that." So he changed it. And then guess what? The gun was not for him. He was buying the gun for this guy that, based on all appearances, he was buying the gun for. That guy, Julius Burton, later used that gun to shoot two Milwaukee cops. doing brain damage to one. So this case is a lawsuit against Badger Guns as a result of those facts. And the jury this week awarded more than $6 million in the case to the plaintiffs and in punitive damages as well in something that is being called a first of its kind finding.
This will go into appeals now. Federal law sets a really high bar for liability for a gun manufacturer or a gun store. This is one of the first big tests of that law.
That's right. And so this is the second such case that even got in front of a jury since a very broad immunity law was passed in 2005 and signed by President George W. Bush. And that's why the facts of this case are so important, that there is that it's a high bar to prove negligence and to prove that that the store broke the law. But this is a case where at least, you know, this is something that the plaintiff's attorney felt, and that this jury agreed that it met that high standard.
Talking to Rob Mentzer from the Wausau Daily Herald about the big news stories around Wisconsin this week. We mentioned the Government Accountability Board. Assembly Committee approved a bill. It will go to the full assembly. Democrats say, hey, slow down. You're moving too fast on this reform. Some call it overhaul is a word that gets used a lot. What did we see come out of that committee yesterday?
So a lot of fireworks. The bill passed in the committee after some theatrics. And yeah, this is a fast track bill, right? This by all accounts appears to be a top priority of the majority Republicans. The bill would, as we've discussed and as has been reported, it would take apart the Government Accountability Board, break it into an ethics board and an elections commission that would both be staffed by partisan appointees. So no more retired judges.
And other laws in the pike here, changing campaign finance laws, raising limits on possible donations, among other things. What are we seeing there?
Yeah, we had an interesting report in Gannett, Wisconsin, that there was initially a proposal to triple the campaign finance the limits on donations that politicians could take in the state, and that was scaled back to merely doubling those limits.
A lot of controversy about these, but Republican majorities in both chambers. Are we expecting these things to move through pretty quickly?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, right. I think so. I think that both things are have been signaled as things that the majority leaders in both houses like and want to see pass. And Governor Scott Walker, certainly on the GAB issue, has been fully behind it.
Well, staying with campaign money, some news out of the premier race next year here in Wisconsin, outside of the presidential race. Senator Ron Johnson and Russ Feingold, former Senator Russ Feingold, fundraising reports coming out. What do we know?
The grudge match is live. Yes, what we know is that former Senator Russ Feingold, the Democrat, raised $2.4 million in the third quarter of the year, and that was a cool million more than Senator Ron Johnson raised. He came in with $1.4 million.
We don't fully understand, I think, at this point, until future reports, where the money's from, who donated, where they're from. But a lot of political back and forth about where each candidate is getting their money from.
Yeah, that's kind of been a charge leveled by the Johnson people that in the previous quarter it was true Russ Feingold received the majority of his donations from out of state sources. So that's been a critique, and certainly other critiques around Feingold, the former champion of campaign finance reform, now showing a willingness to play by the new rules.
Yeah. So with those accusations going back and forth, on the other hand, politicians will play those numbers having higher numbers as a sign of their support.
That's right. Yeah, that's right. I mean, you'd rather have more than less. And I think that it seems to, from what I can gather, that the Democrats would really prefer to win this race rather than sort of maintain a moral high ground on campaign finance issues.
We're expecting a lot of money to come in from out of the state with this, to continue, I should say, to come in from out of the state, given that people are looking at this as a seat that could flip.
Yeah, I mean, it's seen as a prime target for flipping, and Russ Feingold is somebody who had a national profile as a longtime senator. So I think that it's one of a fairly small handful, well, a significant number, but it's one of the key number of races that people see as key to the control of the Senate.
Rob, thanks again for joining us today.
Thank you.
That was Robert Mentzer from the Wausau Daily Herald, breaking down the biggest stories from around the state this week in our Wisconsin News Roundup.